views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning and welcome to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley, on Transformation Talk Radio. This is where authentic change takes flight. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Today, I'll be talking with Christy Monson, author of Becoming Free, A Woman's Guide to Internal Strength, about how we can each free ourselves from outdated childhood beliefs and become the woman or man we are meant to be. And Christy will also be giving away a free copy of her book later in the show, so be sure and stay tuned for that. But like we do every Monday, we're going to start with our healing meditation. And today we are just going to leave it open to whatever you feel needs healing within yourself, within your community, or within the world. So we'll just focus on that for yourself and open your heart and send love and healing. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. And release that. Deep breath in and release that to anchor in. And thank you for doing that. It does help to heal the world. Well, yesterday was my birthday. And since it's over and done with, but I still like to share that it was my birthday because, you know, we want to celebrate more than just one day out of the year. And, you know, I don't know if this has anything to do with numerology or not, but what I will be interested to see is this year is the same. So I was born in 1957 and yesterday I turned 57. So I don't know if there's any correlation at all between those numbers, but it'll be interesting to see if this year is different in any way because of that. And I want to thank everyone who sent me good wishes and happy birthdays on Facebook. I really love hearing from you and I really appreciated those good wishes. And speaking of Facebook, the last couple days, I've been posting some answered prayers, and it started for me when I realized that my quote-unquote cry for help during a midnight meltdown was answered in two different ways within a couple of hours. And during this week's light bulb moment later in the show, I'm going to share with you what happened, how I've kept that energy going, and how you can get your prayers answered too. So be sure and stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. But for now, let me introduce today's guest. Christy Monson established a successful counseling practice in Las Vegas, Nevada as a licensed marriage and family therapist. She also practiced in Salt Lake City for several years before her retirement. Her books, Love, Hugs, and Hope, When Scary Things Happen, and Becoming Free, A Woman's Guide to Internal Strength, are published by Familias. A book on family councils will be released in 2014, and today we're going to talk about becoming free. Let's welcome Christy Monson to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Christy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I am excited to have you here, and I loved your book. I felt like it was a very practical guide to really, you know, getting unstuck and moving forward in creating the life that you want to create. So thank you for your book.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
And there was one other thing I wanted to say about it. Oh, so your subtitle of it is is about women, but this is applicable to men as well, right?
Yes, and since you asked the question, I always answer this when people ask the question. It went to the publisher and was accepted and edited, and everything was fine with examples of men and women throughout the whole thing. And then it got down to the date they wanted to publish it, and the marketing people felt like it ought to be a more focused market. And so they said, would you please change it all to women? And so then I scrambled and went back through the whole thing and changed all the examples to women. But it's totally about men and women. That's the marketing.
Well, and, you know, I appreciate from the marketing perspective that it, you know, they do drive to a narrower market than they're more likely to get sales. And I would guess that women are more likely to buy this kind of book than men are anyway.
That's true. But I just think it's very fun. I always like to challenge readers, go through the book. And you see if you can pick out which were really men incidents and which were women. So you can have fun with that.
I'm going to have to go back and look because it would be interesting to see if we could tell. So do people ever respond to you about that? Because I'm curious if people can tell.
No, I haven't really had anybody say anything, but I think it would be a fun thing for people to do.
Yeah.
And I would love to hear from somebody if they wanted to do that.
Yeah, my guess would be that probably couldn't tell, but yeah, but it'd be really interesting. Maybe I'll take you up on that challenge and see if I can tell.
That would be wonderful. I would love that.
So what I really loved about the book is it really is it's a step-by-step practical guide to being able to get over our stumbling blocks, basically. And I know that where this came from for you was you were a family therapist who practiced for many years, and you had noticed that some people are able to make these shifts and changes and create a better life, and other people didn't seem to be able to. And what was it that you found that was the distinction between those people that were able to do it and those who were not?
Well, one of the things that I found is they had enough courage to want to change, and they were willing to push forward. And sometimes that came right from the beginning when I first got them as clients, and other times it came as they went along and could see the more self-esteem they got, then the more courage they had to change. So it was kind of a cyclical thing. The other thing I found is that people were willing to set goals and move towards their goals were much more likely to change than people who just stayed stuck and weren't really willing to push forward. And that kind of is the premise of the whole book is I put the goals right in the beginning of the book because we keep ourselves stuck sometimes with old emotional beliefs or that we figured out when we were kids, like I'm a procrastinator or I can't get organized or I'm a perfectionist, so I'm not going to do it, or whatever those original childhood beliefs were, we're stuck. They keep us stuck. And so many times I could help clients move beyond those childhood beliefs, and then they could free themselves and move beyond to the next place. That was really a key I found.
Well, and, you know, I will second that because I know that I have found in my own life, as well as just working with clients myself, that, you know, we can set whatever goals we want to, and I also call them intentions, you know, having intentions for our life. And if we have a belief that contradicts that goal that we want, we can't do it. We have to at that belief. And sometimes, at least what I've found, and you can say if this has been true in your experience as well, sometimes just acknowledging that belief is enough to say, oh, okay, that's why I'm staying stuck. And, oh, that doesn't really serve me anymore. So, well, never mind.
That's absolutely true. And I love that you have identified that, because sometimes all we have to do is just say, figure out what they are. And if we figure out what they are, we can move beyond. Now, there are times when the emotional trigger is a little bit deeper.
Yes.
And then we have to go back and find the root of that and then rewrite our script. But we really don't have to go off old tapes anymore. We can change those. And many times those tapes just came from our little kid brain trying to figure things out. I really never like to attach blame to parents or grandparents or whoever. I just feel like sometimes our little kid brains were doing as good as they could, and this is what they figured out. And so then we come along with these belief systems.
Well, and even without blaming parents, I know that lots of times those beliefs have a parental voice attached to them, because it's really your parents' belief. It's not even yours. You've just adopted it without really questioning, you know, whether it's true for you or not, because when you're a little kid, that's what you do. And that's not saying that the belief is wrong. It's just choosing to say, no, that doesn't really work for me.
That's excellent. That's a very good way to put it. There are times, however, that the beliefs don't come from the parents, that
yes.
they come from our life circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
One of mine came that way. My father was killed when I was 6 years old in a car accident. And so then my belief system, as a six-year-old, I just figured out, well, men will abandon me, because my dad was really my good friend. He will leave me and he will abandon me. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't a belief that anybody else
yes.
said to me. I just figured it out myself. And of course, then by the time I got to be 20, it was not working for me anymore. I had to change that.
Yeah, absolutely. And really recognizing where it comes from does help you to change it. And
exactly.
I'm glad you were able to do that. And I'm sorry you lost your dad so young. It's hard.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, it is time for us to take our first break. When we come back, what I'd love to talk about is you have four steps basically in the book, and let's do an overview of those. Then we'll start diving deeper into some of the steps. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
This week's upcoming guest for the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Today, 10 a.m. Pacific, make the spiritual connection with co-host Jennifer Farmer. Tuesday, 10 a.m. Pacific, Dr. Dane Heer and Gary Douglas of Access Consciousness. Tuesday, 11 a.m. Pacific, Michael Sheehan, CEO of BioResource. Wednesday, 10 a.m. Pacific, author Lori Brewer. Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific, Soul Suitcase with co-host Victoria Cohen. Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, author Carl Greer. Thursday, 11 a.m. Pacific, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
Stay tuned and call in during the show, 1-800-930-2819. For more information, visit thedrpatshow.com.
And make sure to like and follow The Dr. Pat Show on Facebook and Twitter.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Christy Monson, author of Becoming Free, A Woman's Guide to Internal Strength. And as we talked about in the first segment, or A Man's Guide to Internal Strength, it's applicable to both genders, so we don't want to leave anybody out. And before we talk more about the book, I want to make sure that everybody knows where to find Christy and how to find her books. So can you give that information for our listeners, Christy?
Yes, the easiest way is just to go to www.christymonson.com. And I've got my books listed on the website, and there are some free articles there, too. You're welcome to go and download. My book, Love, Hugs, and Hope, When Scary Things Happen, is a picture book to facilitate communication between parents and children when a tragedy happens in a child's life, or like divorce or death or difficult circumstances,
right,
of any kind. And then my family talk book, which is about family meetings, how to organize family meetings and solve problems and strengthen relationships. That one is just out yesterday, in fact. And the links to those are on the website. You can go directly to Amazon if you want, or you can go to the Familius website if you want. But the links are on my website. The other thing I was going to say is there are free downloads there. So go and you can download the articles on any of the three books that you want. So just print those out and use them as you will.
Oh, great. Very good. So some good free resources, too. And I know that as a parent myself, that, you know, both of your other books that are more family-oriented definitely are helpful for people that are raising kids right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So before the break, we had started talking about the book that we're talking about mostly on the show, which is Becoming Free. And what we had talked about was that you had noticed some differences in your clients between people who seemed to be able to take the steps to get unstuck and move forward and those who were not able to. And that's kind of what's gone into this book. And what I'd like to do right now is you've got kind of laid out in 4 steps or 4 areas of focus what you learned from your clients about how to go about doing this. And can you just step us through each of those 4 things at a high level, and then we'll dive a little deeper?
Okay. Well, one of the things that I think was most important at first was to do the goal setting and set the long-term and short-term goals so that people really could begin to move forward. And I think it's so good for people to be creative when they do that. You don't have to set your goals at one time or another. You can set them throughout the year.
Yes.
The other thing I think is important is to be able to focus on yourself and make the decisions that you need to and strengthen yourself enough so that you'll be able to move beyond whatever the problems are. Communication was the next one that people can really... that hang people up some of the time. And the last one is really about becoming your best self and all the techniques that I learned as I worked with people. It's a wonderful resource for people. I've just taken all of the techniques that were helpful for clients that I found over the years, and I put them all in that last section of the book. So that is really a wonderful resource for people.
And this concept that we were talking about earlier, too, about these limiting beliefs that we have, that we've carried with us from childhood, that kind of, does that kind of fall into that step two about the self-care where you're releasing those things?
It does, but it also, it will go all the way, I've used it all the way through the book,
okay,
because it limits people in the beginning who are unable to set their goals, or they set their goals, like we said before, and then there is some trigger, like
right,
perfectionism or procrastination or something that keeps them from meeting their goals. And in the next section, maybe it's decision-making or depression or anxiety or those kinds of things that will keep them from becoming really free from personal hang-ups.
Yes.
And then the communication one, limiting beliefs keep us from communicating with others in a healthy way. So we lose relationships because we have got some mistaken beliefs. And then that last section is doesn't really have so much about the limiting beliefs. It's more about service and taking care of yourself and the techniques.
Yeah, and I love that. Well, I love all of it, but I love that last piece with the, with the different things that we can do to help us move forward with wanting, not with wanting, but with achieving the goals that we're setting in the beginning. So I know that starting with the setting goals, you take an approach of choosing what you want for the long term and then setting short-term goals that are in support of those long-term goals. So maybe a goal would be that, I want to get married and have a family. So then you would take short-term goals that would lead you in that direction. Is that right?
That's perfect, yes. And really be able to pick up the things that are inhibiting you from reaching that goal. And that was one of the things that I struggled with, because I thought that little childhood of mine, that six-year-old belief,
yes,
inside of me, was that men will abandon me. They're not going to be there for me. And I really had to do my own therapy and work through some of those limiting beliefs before I could move into a long-term relationship.
Right, right. And, I will ask this because I know that this is one of my things, and so some other listeners might relate to this as well, is I don't always know what I want in the long term. I mean, I think that when we're younger, just kind of getting out into the world, we have perhaps more of an idea for long-term goals, like, going to college, like getting a job in a certain career, like getting married and having a family. But when we reach mid-age, which is where I am, it's sometimes hard for me to say, I don't know what I want to have, I don't know where I want to be 5 years from now. So do you have any suggestions around that?
Yes. And there's a couple of chapters that I talk about decision making in there. And I think the model fits, at least it does for me. And maybe other people have got a good model, but this is the model that works that I use for myself and my clients. First of all, I try never to make any rash decisions. I always give myself a 24-hour rule because I'm not sometimes I have had a hard time making up my mind as over the years, and I haven't felt confident in doing that. So I always give myself a chance to really think about things for a while. And as I do that, I like to brainstorm in the beginning absolutely every possibility under the sun, weird or different or whatever. I just like to list them all. And then, of course, I can narrow that down. If I've got two pages of writing that I've listed, then I narrow that down to,
yes,
maybe 6 or 7, maybe 10, whatever works for you. And then I take those and list the pros and cons of each one and really what the long-term value of each one of those would be. And then I can weigh it from there and make the decision that I need to. And then I feel like I've made a good, solid decision.
Well, and I see, too, that the idea of brainstorming, it just reminded me of another guest that I had on a few months ago, that his first step in his process is that you sit down and write for, I think he said 20 minutes, where you just kind of free flow of what is my ideal life? You know, what would it look like if my life was exactly the way I wanted it? Because I think sometimes we can get really, like we put ourselves in a box of what we think that should be. And if you just get into that free flow of writing it, then you've at least got a starting place. And then I love your decision-making process. Then you come back to that and say, okay, where do I really want to focus for right now on creating these things?
I think that's wonderful. I love the free-flowing idea. I think that's absolutely great. I am a strong advocate of journaling of all kinds, whether it's writing or drawing or quilt making or crafting or anything you can think of. I love people that are outside the box, and I just grooved in on my clients that were able to come up with some creative ways to journal and think and report things. So I love the free-flowing idea. I think that's a wonderful idea for decision-making.
And I'll throw in one of my favorites that works really well for me, and I've since learned that there are some reasons from a neuroscience perspective that this works, but I go for walks and I talk out loud to myself. And
wonderful.
What I've learned is that, the talking out loud engages a different part of our brain than just thinking internally does. And the physical movement engages something different too. So that works really well for me when I'm feeling like I don't have a clue. So that's really helpful for me too. So yeah, I love that all these different ways that we can get in touch with what it is that we really do want and what our long-term goals might be.
Well, and then I had a group of clients that would get together for lunch once or twice a month, and they would talk, but it was almost like a self-help group where they would set their goals and then they would talk with each other about how they were coming on their goals, and it was just a wonderful supportive group to kind of help each other. So that kind of incorporated some of the things you're talking about.
Right.
Because I think we need a time of accountability, and sometimes good friends are a great time of accountability. And talking out loud is very important. It helps me focus my feelings. I can just talk and talk and talk, and then pretty soon I've got an idea of what I want.
Well, and what I've found too, and this makes perfect sense to me, is that by talking, well, and I guess this is true with writing as well, but, once you're actually saying it out loud, you get out of that loop that we sometimes get in our head, and because you have to actually come up with words to describe it. And, and that's really helpful, too. So,
well, and another technique that I found is one of the ones in that last section of the book is we can change our stories. We can write the story to have that kind of ending that we want to have. I discovered that when I worked with children quite a bit that had bad dreams or had been abused. We had to write happy endings to the dreams,
right,
and stories. And it was a wonderful technique to help kids get out of things. But it also worked for those of us who are past the age of kids.
That's right.
Good for us to rewrite our stories.
And, it is time for us to take a break again, but I want to talk a little bit more about that idea as well as some of the other tools that you have in that fourth section when we come back. Plus, we're going to give away a copy of the book when we come back. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we're going to be right back.
This week's upcoming guest for the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Today, 10 a.m. Pacific. Make the spiritual connection with co-host Jennifer Farmer. Tuesday, 10 a.m. Pacific. Dr. Dane Heer and Gary Douglas of Access Consciousness. Tuesday, 11 a.m. Pacific. Michael Sheehan, CEO of BioResource. Wednesday, 10 a.m. Pacific. Author Lori Brewer. Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific. Soul Suitcase with co-host Victoria Cohen. Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, author Carl Greer. Thursday, 11 a.m. Pacific. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
Stay tuned and call in during the show, 1-800-930-2819. For more information, visit thedrpatshow.com.
And make sure to like and follow The Dr. Pat Show on Facebook and Twitter.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Christy Monson, author of Becoming Free, A Woman's Guide to Internal Strength, or A Man's Guide. And before we talk more about the book, let's give away a free copy to the first caller at 800-930-2819. So if you want a copy of Christy's book, you can call in now. First caller at 800-930-2819. So, Christy, I want to just jump right to that fourth section with these different tools that you've included in the book that can help us really achieve the goals that we come up with in the first section. And, you know, there's really some great ones there. Most of them I'm familiar with, but it's always good to get reminded or have a different twist on them. What are some of your favorites in that section?
Well, I really put this together. I don't know that I could say I have a favorite. That's a very hard question. I don't know that I could do that. One of the ones that I use myself more than probably some of the others, well, the gratitude one.
I just have to
pull myself up short with that gratitude one once in a while. I take myself down a notch or two and get back into the gratitude, and I do that. I do that with my journaling a lot, and sometimes I'll do it with just my mantras, my positive self-talk. That's a really good one for me. Some of the others that have really been helpful for people, of course, the meditation one is very good, and everyone can kind of choose their own way. I do love rewriting your story and the writing your own script, because it was interesting. It was interesting for people to change their stories. Some people had a very hard time changing their stories. And it's interesting for me just to see people. There were some people at church yesterday with some specific stories, and they were just entrenched them. You know, they were not going to change their stories at all. And I just feel sad for people that are not willing to do that. One of the things in the changing your own story that I think is interesting that worked with so many of my abuse survivors is I would have them use the non-dominant handwriting.
Yes.
And I don't know if you've ever done any techniques like that, but that is really a good one, where you take your non-dominant hand and you have to let that inner child of yours write what she thinks and how she feels and what's going on. And that is really startling for some people to do that, because there you are, of course, scribbling like you do in kindergarten, because that hand is used to
writing. I tell you, mine
writing.
Would be worse than kindergarten. I'd have to just know what it said, because I'd never
right.
be able to read it. But
it's difficult, and what that puts you back in, that really connects you with that inner child, and that was wonderful. Some of the others were the accountability groups that people had, and we had crocheting groups, and we had knitting groups, and we had positive self-thought groups, and we had artistic
wow.
groups. So people can establish any kind of a connection with people that they want. I still am in touch with a group called the Knitwits, and they just love to knit, and they are doing service all their time. They're making hats for the homeless and scarves for the homeless, and you know, it's a wonderful project. They make baby blankets to send to Africa, and I think you go, girls. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I would love for the rewriting our story. So when we're talking about our story, it's like an episode in our lives that we have certain thoughts about. We tell ourselves what it meant and what it meant about us. And so can you give an example either in your own life or of, you know, maybe one of the ones from the book where somebody could has rewritten their story?
Well, mine, let's go back to mine, where my father was killed. I felt abandoned, and
yes.
I began to rewrite that as a child. My father was always part of my life, and I began to talk to him as a young girl, and he and I had a special bond as I was growing up. I just could go in my room and curl up on my bed, and he and I would have a long conversation. We would talk to each other all the way through my life, and that really was how I began to rewrite that story and continued to rewrite it.
Wow.
I just think it's important for people to... And he and I were, of course, we're not together
right.
here, but if people have a belief in an afterlife, I mean, I knew he was in heaven, and so I was here and he was in heaven, but we could still communicate with each other. And my little kid brain figured out how to do that. And so that was helpful for me all the way along. I've had clients feel like one bad thing after another bad thing after another
yes.
bad thing happened to them. And so then we went back to look at each one of those incidents and pulled out the strengths that they learned from those. Because every time we have a trial, we may not want to admit it when we're going through the trial. And, of course, I'm number one right to be up there front saying, I don't want to do that again. That wasn't any good for me. But after I get all the way through it, then I can look back and find the strengths that I gained from it. So then we would take incident by incident from these people's lives, and they were able to see the strengths that they had gotten from them, and then write their own mantras. I love for people to write their own mantras. They'll say to me, well, I don't know what to write. What should I say? And I never tell people, because I feel like it's important for them to put the words to it.
Right.
I won't know the right words to say. They'll know the right words
mm-hmm.
to say. It's just like the dream interpretation. Somebody will come in and talk about their dream, and maybe they were free-falling or whatever, which means they were feeling powerless. And so then they have to put the words to whatever that meant to them. Like, I won't ever do that for people
right.
because it's much more powerful if they do it.
Well, and, you know, I love that you brought up dreams, because I know that it is also a technique with dreams to rewrite what happens in the
uh-huh.
dream. So
yeah.
if we have a dream that is distressing to us, or we don't like what it means to us, then we can reimagine that with a different ending, or with it a different course of events. And I know I have someone who does you know, it's what she does is dream interpretation. And that was where I learned that technique. And I've found that to be really helpful for myself personally.
Well, and take it a step further with what you had said before and talk it out loud, because that will reaffirm it more. So
yes.
Rather than just imagine it in your head, then you talk it out loud. I talk it out loud, and that will help reaffirm it, I think.
You know, I haven't done it for that specifically, but I'm really big on talking out loud. And maybe it's no surprise that I have a radio show, because obviously I'm a talker. I'm an audio kind of person for how I process things. But one of the things that I've started doing with just interpreting my own dreams, not the rewriting of the story, but even just doing the interpretation, is I will just talk out loud. And I will, instead of writing it, I will say, oh, here's what happened in the dream. And, oh, I wonder what that meant. Oh, here's what I think that was about. And for me, that helps the flow of processing. So, I mean, we all have different ways in which we process things. So,
but that's a wonderful technique. And I love that you do that. I think that's just great. And something I would espouse all of your listeners to, because I think it connects us with our subconscious, and then we
yes.
really can figure out what's going on that level, just a step down from the life we live
right.
every day.
Exactly, because I'm a total believer in our dreams are all about, you know, messages for us, and
absolutely.
that it's to our benefit. It's for our benefit. And so being able to understand what it means to you, whatever happened in the dream, it gives you information, and it gives you, you know, encouragement, or, you know, sometimes a watch out. Sometimes it's very literal. I can remember, this was years ago, I was on a vacation with my sister, and I, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I need to recharge the battery for the video camera. This was back in the olden days when it actually had a tape in there, and the battery would get used up really quickly. And I forgot to do it. And I woke up in the middle of the night. I had a dream about it. Go recharge that battery.
Well, and another word that I love for the technique that you're using is it's very empowering. It's not only encouraging, but it's empowering. At least it is for me.
I agree with that. That is a great word for it, because it does bring us back to it's all within us, right? That we
exactly.
have it there. It's all within us. Well, on that note, it is time for us to wrap up. I had such a lovely time. But before you go, Christy, I would love for you to share once again how people can find you and how they can find your books.
Oh, thank you. I have enjoyed being with you so very much. People can go to www.christymonson.com, that's C-H-R-I-S-T-Y-M-O-N-S-O-N.com, and the books are all there, and the links to Amazon or Familius or wherever you would like to order the books are there, and download the free articles about kids and about adults and about family communication, and enjoy.
Yes, and thank you so much, Christy. It was such a fun conversation and lots of really good information. Thanks so much for being on the show.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about asking and receiving. And I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
This week's upcoming guest for the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Today, 10 a.m. Pacific. Make the spiritual connection with co-host Jennifer Farmer. Tuesday, 10 a.m. Pacific. Dr. Dane Heer and Gary Douglas of Access Consciousness. Tuesday, 11 a.m. Pacific. Michael Sheehan, CEO of BioResource. Wednesday, 10 a.m. Pacific. Author Lori Brewer. Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific. Soul Suitcase with co-host Victoria Cohen. Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific. Author Carl Greer. Thursday, 11 a.m. Pacific. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
Stay tuned and call in during the show 1-800-930-2819. For more information, visit thedrpatshow.com.
And make sure to like and follow The Dr. Pat Show on Facebook and Twitter.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I've been talking with Christy Monson, author of Becoming Free, A Woman's Guide to Internal Strength, and it also applies to men. And you can find out more about Christy and her books at ChristyMonson.com. It's ChristyMonson.com. And some other ways to get help with moving forward in your life. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show, on Twitter, Laura Longley SHO, and of course, always at thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, earlier in the show, I was talking about the fact that last week I had another one of my middle of the night meltdowns. It seems like that's when it always comes. And I think that probably I'm not alone in the fact that, you know, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and all of a sudden have an anxiety attack. I don't, that makes it sound more serious than it is, but sometimes start to get some anxiety over something that, you know, when I'm busy during the day, I don't ever think about at all. And so it was true in this particular case. And what I realized was I've been making some shift in my business. And as you know, I've also been talking about getting a real job, and that really hasn't been going very well. Nothing's been happening there. And so I was getting this little freak out around money. And so I talk to God or the universe or source or whatever name you want to use, my higher self, all the time. And as I was saying to Christy earlier, I talk out loud. And so I said in the middle of the night, I know I'm really stuck on this idea that the only way to get money is to earn it either with a paycheck from a real job or from my business. And I know that's not the only way that I can get money. And frankly, I've learned in the past, it's showed up for me in other ways. Please help me. Please help me shift this belief. And two things happened within the next 5 or 6 hours. I had two things happen. The first one was that I had a dream about selling my jewelry. And I have a fair amount of jewelry that's actually very nice from younger years that I never, ever wear anymore. And 2 years ago, I sold a bunch of it. And, you know, with gold prices the way they are, I got several thousand dollars. Well, hey, there's the money for you. There's a way to get it without a paycheck, right? And then that morning, I got a phone call from an insurance company about a car accident that I had in 2012. So it's been 2.5 years since that car accident. The other driver was at fault. They did not have insurance. My underinsured motorist paid it, but it cost me $100 in a deductible. Well, hey, their insurance company, they actually did have insurance, is going to pay it back, and I'll get that $100 back. Well, granted, $100 isn't a lot of money, but here were two pieces of evidence. All I had to do was ask, show me that there are other ways to get money besides earning it with a paycheck or through my business. Number one, sell my jewelry. Number two, get money back from the insurance company. So that kind of got me on a roll of really paying attention and deliberately asking, which I go through phases of doing that, but I'm not always as consistent about it as I should be. So the very next day, I'm driving. I took a 3-day road trip for my birthday, left Friday morning. And so Friday morning, I'm driving. I get a phone call from the other insurance company, and there was some issue, there were some issues around getting my insurance company connected with their insurance company. And I could just see that I was going to be stuck in the middle of it, and I shouldn't have to be. That's what my insurance company is for, is to take care of that. So I made a phone call to my insurance company and talked to the person in my agent's office that I had talked to the day before when I got the first call. And I said, can you please help with this and get me out of the middle of it? Well, she calls me back and in the meantime, I say a little prayer, which is, please let this get resolved with effortless ease. Take me out of the middle of it and let it just get resolved without me having to do anything. So the agent's person calls me back about a half an hour later. She'd talked to the claims adjuster, who had said they were going to call the other insurance company 30 minutes after that. The claims adjuster calls me. She'd talked to the other insurance company, and a check was in the mail. So there was my next little bit of evidence around. All I had to do was ask, and it got resolved with effortless ease. The following day, so then I decided, okay, every single day I'm going to ask for something and see what happens. So the next day, I was on the second day of my road trip, and I've been seeing a lot of cows and horses throughout the day. And so I saw some more horses, and I said, even out loud, as I often do in the car by myself, I said, gee, it would be fun to see some goats. I think goats are really fun. I kid you not, less than 2 minutes later, I go around a corner, and there on the side of the hill were some sheep. Not goats, but sheep. But I'm going, okay, I hadn't seen any sheep at all that day, and I'd been driving for about 8 hours. I didn't see any more the rest of the day. And so I kind of figured, okay, well, maybe there weren't any goats in the area for the universe to pop them up there for me to see, but I got some sheep, which I hadn't seen yet that day. So then I said, okay, well, I'd like to see some deer, but I want to make sure that they don't get on the road. I don't want there to be any danger of them getting hit by a car. And it was a couple more hours before I got to my hotel for the night. Didn't see any deer. I get to the hotel, and there are statues of deer outside the hotel. So there were my deer. And I will say, the next morning, within 10 minutes of leaving the hotel, I saw two different pairs of deer. So I'm just saying all this so that you get the idea that when you ask, you will receive. And part of the process is also, when you receive, you say thank you. It's that gratitude thing. And then you ask for more. So you get in the flow of asking, receiving, thank you. Ask, receive, thank you. And I do want to point out just one little thing. So I never did see any goats. Okay. So I asked for goats, didn't get goats. Sometimes we're not going to get what we ask for. Sometimes the answer that we get back is no, instead of yes. And sometimes the answer we get back is slow. So it's no, slow, or go. So no means no, not going to give you that. And there may be reasons that I'm aware of or reasons I'm not aware of why I don't get it. Slow means, yeah, you can have that, but it's just not time yet. And this is in the idea of divine time. All things happen in divine time. And I can't always know what that is. And then, of course, go is yes. So if it doesn't show up exactly as you expect it, like I got sheep instead of goats, I still call that as a yes. If it shows up as a statue of a deer instead of a live deer, I still call that a yes. So pay attention to those things. And if you're not getting the answer that you want, there is a reason, and trust that there is a reason. So just briefly, the rules, whatever it is that you want, no matter how small or how large, ask. If you don't ask, the universe can't know you want it. Look for the response in unexpected ways. You might get it through dreams or ideas that pop into your head, and let go of expectations about how it's going to show up. If you don't get what you ask for, look at why the answer might be slow, not yet, or no, not now, or maybe never. And the more you ask, receive, and express gratitude, the more you'll continue to receive. It is a cycle that feeds itself, and gratitude for it is the key. So go try it. And really, I'd love to hear your experiences of what happens for you on the Facebook page. I'm posting mine there. So come to the Facebook page, The Laura Longley Show, and post your examples, too, of what's working for you. I want to thank my guest today, Christy Monson, for sharing such great information on how to get unstuck and move forward in our lives. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors: Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Galeos miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galeos miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.